Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability from around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. Today's show is sponsored by Chapman Automotive in Tucson. Chapman is proud to announce the opening of the all-new Mercedes-Benz of Tucson with an environment dedicated to providing the best ownership experience possible and showcasing the world-class engineering, safety, and performance that Mercedes-Benz is synonymous with. The new Mercedes-Benz store boasts an indoor climate-controlled delivery area, state-of-the-art service center, a cafe with light snacks and refreshments, the Mercedes-Benz boutique, and a comfortable service lounge that allows you to view your vehicle as it's being serviced. Visit today or stop by the website, TucsonMercedes.com, to see a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles. To learn more about all of the Chapman Automotive Tucson dealerships, including Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, and Volkswagen, visit ChapmanTucson.com. Now, welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Happy, beautiful Saturday. This show is indeed sponsored by Chapman Tucson. And here's a big surprise. Get ready for another outstanding, fun, informative, and out-of-the-box show today. First, we have Edith Pedrigo, who is the Renewable and Energy Efficiency Coordinator from Tucson Electric Power Company. She's going to be calling in, and we always love to hear what energy savings tips TEP is up to. And then, are you ready for this? Scott Hamilton, who's the CEO of Looped Works, one of the most intriguing companies that I have come across in my life as Mrs. Green. And what they do is they stop excess from being scrapped, seriously. And then they use it to create 100% of their products. I don't know about you, but I know that I want to hear everything I can about this story, this concept, and what an amazing company with stores all over the United States already. So we're going to just start with a little news before our guests come on. And there's lots of news in the world this week about solar. Quite a bit of action going on in Tucson about incentives for installing I know my voice sounds funny. Mr. Green's looking at me. I don't know what's with my voice. I think I'm so excited about this Looped Works that I better just calm down. So it all comes down to lease versus purchase when you're in the solar world, if you're looking to do that. And there are very strong feelings on both sides and why you should do one versus the other. And here's what I know. I know that Geo Innovation will tell you what they really think. George is the owner. I know Ivy and Rachel on his team, and I trust and respect them. And they won't just tell you to buy from them. They're good installers in the city. There are others like Technicians for Sustainability and Net Zero and more. But with Geo Innovation, here's what I know. You really can count on them to be trusted for their opinions, their honest opinions. And like I said, they're not going to try to just sell yourself a whole solar operation. But be careful, do your homework, and always try to make a great local choice, and you'll be glad you did. It's just something I think that you do with everything. Think locally, act locally. We'll be right back with Edith from TEP. So please stay here with me. We're going to have a great show.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook, and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green. Do you know that you can save up to $258 a year on fuel costs when you drive a VW 2011 Jetta TDI clean diesel from Chapman? And you can travel up to 609 miles per tank and reduce those ugly, sooty emissions by 90%. And remember, Chapman doesn't just sell cars. They provide you with the best ownership experience possible. Visit them at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we are going to want you to think today. We have a great guest calling in right now, Edith Pedrigo, and it might be Pedrigo. Edith, you get to correct me on the phone, but I think it's Pedrigo. Is that right?
It's Pedrigo.
Okay, now you're Pedrigo. Is that better?
It's a little hard to pronounce.
It's that rolling R. But if my daughter was here, she could do it. Okay. So you are the Renewable and Energy Efficiency Coordinator from TEP. So tell us what that title is and what do you want to share with our listeners today about energy saving?
The title that I hold right now, I'm working on educational programs for customers out in the community. So right now what I'm focusing on is on holding a workshop that teaches customers simple and low-cost ways to save energy. It's a free workshop for all our customers who are within a community or organization. So we offer it to any organization who wants to call in and hold the workshop. And they also get to leave with a free energy kit filled with materials they can use once they get home to make their house more energy efficient. So it's a way for us to get the word out on low-cost ways to save energy.
And who doesn't want to save money on energy? Seriously. I mean, it's like you've got to be kidding me, because an electric bill can be a big-ticket item. So when you say any organization, would a homeowners association be someone that you'd be great presenting to? Or is it?
Yes, it could be a homeowners.
Okay.
It could be a homeowners organization, or it could be a church group. It could be, you know, any type of group out there that, you know, can get about 15 to 20 people signed up for the workshop. We'll send out volunteer trainers that actually do the training for us. They'll go out there and do the workshop for them and take the free goodies to them as well.
One of the biggest challenges that I think TEP has is getting the word out about how many great programs there are. And I'm, you know, they're one of my sponsors. I'm familiar with a lot of the programs, but I will tell you, I've been hawking the community solar program and finally signed up for it. And every group that I speak to, I'm saying, did you know about this? Did you know about this? So there are lots of ways to help try and get the word out. And it might be something that our homeowners association is interested in, because people seriously want to save money on energy, whether it's just about the money part or it's about the money and less consumption part. So if somebody wants to have one of your workshops, what would be the best way to get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me right now would be either to email energywasteline@tep.com. And that will take you straight to the email to ask questions.
Now, what did you say? Energy waste line?
Energy waste line, yes. Correct.
Like WASTE, not like my waistline.
Yes, WASTE, correct.
Okay.
Or they can call 918-8337, and that will get them directly to the message line for the workshops. And we will get back in contact with them if they're wanting to hold a workshop for their community or group.
That's great. And what I always tell people is they can always email Gina at Mrs. Green's World or info at Mrs. Green's World, because people do listen to us on their iPhones and their Droids and their computers. So if they're not in a position to just write it down, I mean, I can't believe the way that people are telling me they're listening to Mrs. Green's World. Oh, yeah, I listened to my iPhone in Napa. And I'm like, really? That's very cool. Okay, so is there anything else you want to share with us? I think this is a great idea. And you, how long is the workshop when you go out and do
the workshop? It's about 2 hours long.
Okay.
And the reason it's a little longer is because we explain 5 different terms and different ways to save energy, as well as do some hands-on activities with the trainees there. That way they can get, you know, their feet wet on how to do things when they get back home, and they're not wondering, you know, how should I use this thing in the kit? So we also do hands-on training for them.
Okay, great. And I know that you are going to be having a new building soon. You're going to be having a new website that's launching soon. And I'm excited about all of it. So it'll all come together at the same time. And thanks for taking time out of your Saturday to share with us what you're doing. Another great thing from TEP. That was Edith. I'm just going to say Padrego. That was pretty good, don't you think?
Yes.
Renewable and energy.
Yes, that was great.
Thanks, kiddo. Okay, anything else you
want
to share with us?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thanks for calling us on this Saturday. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to invite people to call in and contact us to do the workshop if they're interested.
I know, and I hope you'll get some calls on that. And we'll be putting the show up on a podcast so people will be able to listen to it and get in touch with you. And I hope to see it grow because it's all about saving the planet. So thanks for calling in. Okay, have a great Saturday.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.
You too.
So thank you. Okay, now we're going to do a little bit more news while Mr. Green calls Scott Hamilton from Loop Works. And I want to talk about a first ever broadcast that's going to be happening this Tuesday. And I'm very excited. I'm going to give my own self a bell. It's it's a new feature that I plan to be doing on a regular basis. And it's called Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. It's a special broadcast. It will be a half hour live broadcast. And as I said, I hope it'll be the first of many because I'm really excited about it. I will do the interview right here in the studio. It's this coming Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And are you ready for this? I'm going to interview 2 sixth graders. Yes, I am not kidding. Sixth graders. Conrad Breyer from the Academy of Tucson and his best friend, Alex Hamilton, will be sharing with us about their green haunted house, about how they incorporated the 3 R's of reduce, reuse, and recycle into the entire design, and share some of their other thoughts on what's so important to live a greener life. So it's not only going to be a first ever for me. These boys will blow you away. They are so articulate. I haven't spoken with Alex yet, but Conrad is definitely one of those, you know, we have our kids that are, say, 12 going on 40. Well, I've got news for you. He is articulate. He is fun. He knows what he wants to do. He's got his outline ready. And we hope that you will not only join us, but spread the words to parents and schools and grandparents everywhere. Because to have 2 sixth graders help me carry a half hour show, I can't wait. Write it down, pencil it in, and please plan to join us. I'm going to see the haunted house, but he is the one that contacted me about this concept. And I said, dude, you're on. This is what Mrs. Green lives for, the younger generation getting us ready. So you are listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and we are ready to go to the guest today, who it's just like, it's kind of every week I say this. So those of you that are listening to me every week say, oh yeah, here she goes. But this company truly is unique. And I can say that without hesitation. Scott Hamilton is the CEO of Looped Works. That's L-O-O-P-T, if you're going to be Googling it. A company which stops excess from being scrapped and then uses it to create 100% of their products. Now, I don't know about you, but when I heard that, I had to dig deeper. I had to go down the rabbit hole and find out more. And Scott's going to share a lot with us today. So, Scott, welcome to Mrs. Green's World.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's really great to have you with us because there is something so incredibly different about this company, and I have lots of questions. And I appreciate your taking time out on Saturday to be with us. So,
sure, it's my pleasure.
You know, and I've got to ask some of the obvious because this is the first time a lot of people will be hearing about it. I hopefully know quite a bit more than they do because I did my homework, but I'd like to know where you got the name. We have to start with what it is and how the idea was born. I always love to know how great ideas were born.
Sure. I can start really quick. I have been in the industry, in the apparel, accessory, and footwear industry for about 15 years. And in my previous life, I was tasked with doing quite a bit of research on environmentally friendly fabrics, materials, process, and finding out ways of making things more quote-unquote eco-friendly. And in the research that I did, what I found out was is that there really was nothing out there that was eco-friendly or sustainable in any way. Basically, anything that had that label was just versions of doing a little less harm, still doing quite a bit of harm along the way. So at the same time, I was this guy in a company who was forced to write a check for everything that got left over as far as materials went at the end of the season. I was looking at all of this, and I was saying, well, I looked at the process, and I looked at all this excess materials that were getting created, and the easy business choice was, it's going to be cheaper and easier to write a check for this to the factory and let the factory take over than it is for any of us to try.
Some organisms. 100% natural back-to-feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back-to-feed. Find us at backtofeed.com. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we're having fun thinking today. So I may not be Mrs. Green at this moment. I'm Mrs. Redface, and Scott's last name is Hamlin. And Scott, I was wrong. It's right on our website. It's right in all of the promotional materials that my team did, and Mrs. Green blew it. So I apologize for that. It's Hamlin, and I really do apologize. I have no excuse. Excitement over the show would be my only weak one, but it's a true one. So I apologize for that. It's Scott Hamlin, and I think this is a first. I won't ever do it again, I promise.
It's quite all right, and I'll make you feel a little bit better. It has happened quite a few times in my life, thanks to a quite famous ice skater of name Hamilton.
That's right. I didn't even think of that. But it's like, oh yep. My gosh, that is really, really just a big snafu on my part, and I apologize. It's so it pales in comparison to the magnificence of what you're doing. And I say that really from a heart space, because I really, really, really got excited about this company and its unique offer. Okay. So what about supply and demand? I mean, you have grown and grown and grown, and you have stores in many, many states throughout the United States. If you're going to do 500 shirts of one, you know, particular style, because that's the material you have, or that's the amount that you say, how do you distribute it, and how do you keep up with the demand if you have a really super hot item? It's just 500, you didn't get it. Tune in again next year when we get a different style. How do you do it?
Well, I mean, the great thing is it's not tune in again next year. Our product life cycles move through very quickly, so there's always new things coming, so you don't have to wait a whole year.
That's great.
That's the good thing. But really, I guess that we have innovated. You know, we just were nominated for an award here in Portland for innovations and sustainable supply chain. So that was a great nomination for us. But we have innovated on that front, but we have also innovated on the way that we commercialize an environmentally responsible upcycled product because of the exact question that you said, well, how much of this do you have and how do you do this? And it's really kind of funny, but from a philosophical standpoint, we almost look at it as if we're in the wine business. If you have your favorite vineyard that has that really great 2007 Pinot Noir that you just love, when it's gone, it's gone. You're probably going to go back to that same vineyard and try their 2008
exactly,
Pinot Noir.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. Yes.
And so the way that we look at it is that, you know, Luke Torch is the vendor, so we're the winery. Our style, each individual style is the varietal. So, you know, the sweatshirt or the laptop sleeve is the Pinot Noir, if you will. And then the year is each time we change the fabrics on it. So you may, if you get a style that you really like or something that's a lot of different retailers like and they all want the same style, then we just keep doing it in different fabrics. So it gives us that ability to keep up with it. Unfortunately, and this is the part of the story that we're really trying to get out there, unfortunately, there's way too much, as I mentioned earlier, 70 times more pre-consumer excess on the planet than post. If you take that into numbers for a mid to large size textile factory, they're throwing away about 60,000 pounds a week.
Oh my God.
Of excess materials.
Oh.
So there's a lot of excess there. My partner did the math on this once. I believe it's enough to wrap the world 24 times that gets produced annually or something on that nature. So there's entirely too much out there. And then, you know, I always get the question, what happens if you run out of excess? Well, first of all, yay, I'm going to go surfing. We ran out. We rid the world of excess. I'm okay with that.
I'll be wearing the same wetsuit, so not a problem.
Right. But second of all, you know, that's, for us, it's how you, there's a supply chain there for creating a closed-loop manufacturing system to where we keep using over and over the same materials. And that's where the innovation needs to come from in our industry is, how do we get to a point where we can continue to reuse those instead of continuing to use the world's resources? And the big concern there, and I think it's going to happen, is we can't continue to consume the world's resources without regard for effect.
We can't.
The beautiful example, and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware of this, but you know, the example that's very clear in our mind, and it's a really easy one to look at, is we take an organic cotton T-shirt, which most people deem that's great, it's eco-friendly because it's organic.
And right, I feel so noble, but not true. Here's another loop that doesn't get closed.
That's correct. But at the same time, we applaud, I want to be very clear about this, we applaud the use of organic cotton over regular cotton in a virgin situation because you're eliminating all of those chemicals that are going into the ecosystem. However, it takes between 400 and 715 gallons of water to make one organic cotton T-shirt.
Just please say it again. Say it again. Those numbers are mind-boggling.
Yes, it takes between 400 and 715 gallons of water to make one organic cotton T-shirt. It takes 1,800 gallons of water to make one pair of organic cotton jeans.
Oh.
And so this is the point that we're getting to. From my standpoint, I use the Aral Sea, which is located in Uzbekistan. The Aral Sea was once the fourth largest freshwater lake on the planet.
Uh-huh.
So larger than Lake Michigan. It is now 90% dry because we have diverted the tributaries to grow cotton. Point of this whole thing, from our standpoint, is we just can't continue this vicious cycle of let's use a lot of water to grow a lot of cotton, to throw away 30% of the cotton, use the 70% of it, throw that 70% away after we've worn it once, and then do the whole process again to continue. It's just, there's just not enough water on the planet to do that. And so that's really the point of, you know, the education process that we're working through, both at the end customer level and at the industry level, to try and bring this to awareness. Because if we look forward and we say sustainable, let's boil it back down. It's water and it's air. And an upcycled T-shirt avoids 81% of the carbon emissions.
Oh my God.
Of a regular T-shirt that's been virgin produced.
So one of the things that excites me about being Mrs. Green is that there's new news every day. When I started this whole journey, and it's now my entire life, the issue of water and how we're running out of water, it's not funny. It's really not funny, and people are starting to see it in many places of the world. You know, people that aren't well-informed will laugh and say, oh, yeah, look at all the snow they got in the Midwest. And I'm thinking, yeah, look at right three states over. The crops are just devastating. And it's a research issue for me that I've done a lot with. I mean, really reading a lot of books and have had some great guests on the show. So to me, the whole concept for Mrs. Green, when we say we don't want to tell you what to think, we just want you to, you have to dig a little bit deeper these days. You can't just take one noble act like buying an organic cotton T-shirt and thinking, oh my gosh, that's the whole enchilada. You got to find out a little bit more. It does not drive me crazy. I want to know more and more and more, and a lot of my growing tribe does. And you can do it with great joy, not dread. So I just, this when I was not exaggerating when I said I could not wait to get to the questions, because I read a lot about what you're doing, and you've got the facts. So your online presence, your expanding in places throughout the United States, and before the time runs out, which it will, we still have about 4 minutes left, but I want you to talk about the promo code. I want to apologize again for calling you the other name because you're Scott Hamlin, because that's kind of something that'll bother me. And talk about what you want the company to look like in 3 to 5 years. I love that question because I know what I want Mrs. Green to look like. I want it to be a household name and on every radio in the United States at some time during the day, because with companies like yours that a lot of people don't know about. So what's your vision?
Yeah, so really quickly on, before I forget this, we created a promo code for all of your listeners, which is MGW, Mrs. Green's World, MGW, the number 2-5, so
okay,
MGW25.
Right.
And what that is if anybody goes to the website and they want to purchase something and they put that code into the promo box, the promo code box, it'll give them a 25% discount.
Which I love.
Go shopping, take advantage of it for the holidays, and I believe it's good until November 1st.
Okay, great.
Is what we're doing on that. And so in addition to that, I would encourage everybody to please join us on Facebook and Twitter, and please get the word out, because the more people that know about us, the more we can do. And that kind of leads into your question about what does it look like 3 to 5 years from now. We have one simple goal, and it's based off of a research study that was done in the UK, where the UK is about one-fifth of the U.S. population. And they did the study. They said that if everybody in the UK purchased one upcycled or repurposed garment as opposed to one virgin garment, it would save 371 million gallons of water, which is enough water to give 2.5 million people fresh drinking water for an entire calendar year. So if the U.S. is five times as big, and if the average American has 88 items in their closet, we're talking about one item in your closet. It's almost an afterthought. So our goal is if we can put that one upcycled product into everybody's hands, then we've accomplished this massive conservation of water, which is really, that's where we'd like it to be. And we'd love to have a huge, successful, thriving, healthy, happy company based on the fact that we're reducing waste and reducing excess.
And I mean, what a vision for the planet. And I cannot believe that I have the nerve to do this, but I do, because, you know, I'm 60 years old, so I have the nerve to do just about anything. You have such powerful statistics, and I think people want to know. It does jar them. They get their, you know, it gets their attention, because running the numbers is amazing. Chris Jordan had has a whole, you know, Chris Jordan, the photographer. But anyway, what I would love you to do is just have a page that says a lot of these statistics. They're woven within your different pages of your website, but a sustainability page with facts would be great. So how do people get a hold of you? We have 30 seconds left, and it always makes me anxious. It's like 30 seconds left. I have 30 questions left.
Yeah, so it's really easy. If they want to get a hold of us, first of all, you can go to loopworks.com.
Loopedworks.com. Okay.
Loopedworks.com. And if they have a question, you can always send us an email to backtalk@loopedworks.com.
Okay. And we'll get back to this conversation someday. Diana Deem next week, a radio maven that wants to change the world every bit as much as I do. Scott, thank you so much for being with us. Everybody have a great green weekend. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Follow Loopedworks on Facebook and Twitter. It's been an amazing show. And thanks everybody for listening. Scott, for being here.